This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to... Oh, sorry, Joe. Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bytes. My name is Rich Bradbury. I'm in the studio with...
Arvinie Raj.
And Audrey Raj.
We'll be with you all the way through until 1 o'clock this afternoon, as usual. If you'd like to get in touch via WhatsApp, 018-789-8899. We are on Twitter and Instagram, at BFM Radio. We've asked you guys to give us some feedback. We've got some. We're going to go over to Twitter first, then we'll do WhatsApp. So, Arvin.
Yeah, so this comes from Rubberdub, who says, nothing, it's bad enough that for essential services such as mobile and banking, our data isn't even secure enough to avoid abuse. I've been a victim. What I don't need or can't afford, I just don't consume. And then Bond Rebel says, nope, none. I will not buy anything that comes to my phone or laptop. I only need food, clothes, shelter, and transport.
Nice.
Okay, and looking at WhatsApp, Ikram here just says, free food. he's willing to trade his personal data
priorities,
for free food.
Priorities, yes.
Yeah. Okay, there's another one from Jason that says, I would trade my data for a minimal return in profit for every dollar generated with my data.
That's a good idea. Mm-hmm. Who was the one before with the free food? Who was that?
That was Ikram.
Ikram, here's a question for you, right? In terms of free food, would it have to be immediate free food, or would you be okay where you collect a series of points before you get that free food? Let's say you have to go the same place two or three times, because I'm asking that because there's a local business around here where you have to do that. You go three or four or five times, build up an amount of points, and then you get a free meal. So,
like a token card kind of.
Yeah, like a stamp kind of card. What they call loyalty card. That's what I'm looking for. Right, 018-789-8899 on WhatsApp, on Twitter, on Instagram, at BFM Radio. Story number two, Family Tree DNA. They're offering to trade privacy to catch criminals.
Yeah, so they're an at-home DNA testing company called Family Tree. They're asking customers to basically share their genetic data to help law enforcement solve crimes. It's very weird because there's a video featuring Ed Smart. So Ed Smart is the father of a kidnapping victim, Elizabeth Smart. And he attempts to frame the sharing of genetic database with FBI as a positive thing. So the video will air as an ad in San Diego, where police were recently able to solve a 1979 murder after finding a link in a publicly available DNA database. And the ad is part of a larger campaign featured prominently on Family Tree's DNA website. They're basically getting people who have sort of like had these unsolved cases, unsolved kidnappings, unsolved murders and stuff. And they finally be able to crack the code using DNA databases, like public DNA databases. And now Family Tree is saying if you give your DNA to them, then God forbid, if something happens, they will be able to track the criminal who might have done something to you.
Or you give them your data, and should you perform some kind of heinous crime at some point, they'll know exactly who did it because you've given them the data.
Yeah.
That's how it's going to work, isn't it?
Yeah, but I don't think they're targeting the criminals, because then they're like, give us your DNA, so if you do something wrong, we'll come and catch you.
Right.
You know, it's like...
They're future-proofing.
It's like that. What's the movie with Tom Cruise?
Minority Report.
Yeah, that's the one. So they say that there's more DNA available at crime scenes than any other evidence, so if you're one of the millions of people that have taken a DNA test, you can help provide the missing link. BuzzFeed also reported in January that Family Tree, they would regularly allow FBI agents to search its database in order to solve crimes. And law enforcement also uploads the genetic data of victims of a homicide or any other crime to their database as well, which is also public. And if customers agree to participate in law enforcement matching, law enforcement will be notified if a customer is a familial match to the uploader of a victim or a criminal.
Okay.
Yeah, so basically what happened was they were able to find the family members of the person who committed the crime in 1979. One of the person's cousins or one of the person's relatives, yeah, cousins. So then they were able to match the cousin's DNA to this guy's DNA who they found at the crime scene. And they're saying the only reason that was possible is because the cousins donated their DNA or gave their DNA to one of these companies, like Family Tree.
Wait, the relative was... the party who did it then?
No, the relative was the one who gave the DNA. The criminal had no DNA database.
Okay.
But because the relative gave the DNA, they were able to track through the relative. So they have on one side, they've got a crime scene,
got it.
They've got DNA which is unidentified.
Got it.
And then they've got a whole pool of DNA from a bunch of like millions of people.
Got it.
In a database. And then if they can match the pool of DNA in the database to the unidentified DNA at the crime scene, then they're able to track who did the crime.
I mean, I've got that. I've got that bit. But how do they link the crime back through the cousin to the person who did it?
Similar DNA.
Similar DNA.
Yeah, familial DNA. So that's the keyword.
I see. Okay.
Yeah. So now they're saying if you have DNA given, then maybe they could track someone in your family if they do something wrong.
That's what I was getting at.
So are they explicitly saying that the purpose of this is, you know, if anyone in your family has actually committed a crime, thanks to you giving us your DNA, we'll be able to catch them?
I said that 5 minutes ago. That's what I was saying.
Yeah. That's another way of doing it.
That's not really like the best way to sell this, right?
No, but that's exactly how they're selling it, because they're using family members of victims.
Worried your mother might kill you? Don't worry. Yeah. Upload your DNA today.
That's how they're saying it, but in a nicer way. Right. Yeah. So they've got like ads playing saying that people should donate their DNA because in case these things happen, at least the police or enforcement has like a bank to pull from.
Right.
The problem is people are saying that ethically, if the police want to look into like other personal data, they can, because once they open up your file, then they have access to everything else that's in your file, not just the DNA.
I don't have a problem with this. I mean, having very recently taken a DNA test and still awaiting the results, you know, I'm curious to see how. And I'm like Auds in many ways, in that I don't like, and Najman, who we just heard, I don't like sharing a lot of my data, despite the fact that I'm all, you know, Facebook and whatever. There's certain things that I do like to keep very, very private, right? This is one of those times, by sharing this DNA data, that I feel comfortable in doing it, thinking how it could potentially benefit people in the future knowing some of my data. I think this will be very useful, you know. And it's also a way of kind of playing around with this idea, keeping a little bit clean, you know? I get those thoughts in my head of doing something nefarious, I got the word in, then it prevents me from doing that in a weird kind of way.
Yeah, because you're wondering if someone in your family has like donated DNA.
Yeah, something like that.
Bank like DNA.
Yeah, right. Yeah, something like that.
So you can be tracked.
So I can be tracked, yeah. Huh. See, it wasn't me. See, I can prove it. There's my DNA.
Yeah. Or, I mean, you say now.
Right, yeah. Exactly. Live, on air. Mm-hmm. Are we recording this? We are.
Yeah. It'll be podcasted as well.
It'll be podcasted
perpetually.
As well. Speaking about podcasts, if you want to download this podcast a little bit later on for this show, don't forget you can head over to our website. It is there. Also, it will be available via our app, which is on Google Play or in the Apple Store. We're also on Spotify. Any more to add to this?
Yeah, I just want to say I have no issues giving up my data my DNA for something like this. But then again, is Family Tree only going to like just build this database just to help law enforcement? What else would they be using our DNA for? You know, I would be concerned about what they might be using for otherwise.
They're probably going to be selling it to other universities, research institutions, that kind of stuff, you know.
Yeah.
Which is, again, beneficial for somebody.
And also, you know, just knowing like genetic editing and DNA editing is happening out there.
Are you worried they're going to clone another Audrey?
You see, imagine that, right?
Imagine that.
Yeah.
That'd be
Could
fun.
You deal with two of me, Rich?
No
Don't
answer to that.
Let's
There's
go
no
to...
answer to that. Let's take a break. Ladies and gents, if you'd like to feedback, if you'd like to comment on the top story about how you can't have my DNA, see what you've done, data unless, what would you be willing to share? You know, how much data would you be willing to share and for what? What's the trade-off? 018-789-8899 on WhatsApp, on Twitter and Instagram. We're at BFM Radio. Short break. When we come back, you want a free mobile service? Just watch some of our ads. That's all coming up after the break here on Enterprise Biz Bytes, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.